Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, text number 24. Evam guna brahmayamane manasyavi kalapuman yati tatsamyatam bhadre yalingo lingavaniva evam, in this way, gunai, by the modes of material nature, brahmyamane, when shaken, manasi, the mind, avikala, changeless, puman, the living entity, yati, approaches tatsamyatam, the same condition of agitation as the mind. Padre, O my gentle mother, he indeed, alinga, without a subtle or gross body, lingavan, possessing a material body, eva, as if. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the same way, my gentle mother, when the mind is agitated by the movements and the modes of material nature, the living entity, although freed from all different phases of the subtle and gross bodies, thinks that he has changed from one condition to another. Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:84-13, Yasyatma buddhi kunape tritaduke swadi kalatradishu vama idradi itirta buddhe sahale nakari chish ganesh pavageshu seva gokara. A living being who identifies the body made of three elements as a self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth as worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge there, is to be considered like a cow or an ass. Although Hiranyakashipu was a great demon, he was not as foolish as the population of the modern world. Hiranyakashipu had clear knowledge of the spirit soul and the subtle and gross bodies. But now we are so degraded that everyone, including the exalted scientists, philosophers, and other leaders, is under the bodily conception of life, which is condemned in the shastras. Saeva Gokara, such persons are nothing but cows and asses. Hiranyakashipu advised his family members that although the gross body of his brother Hiranyaksha was dead, and they were aggrieved, because of this they should not lament for the great soul of Hiranyaksha, who had already attained his next destination. Atma, the spirit soul, is always unchanged. Avikala puman. We are spirit souls, but when carried away by material activities, mano dharma, we suffer from so-called material conditions of life. This generally happens to nine devotees. Harava bhaktasya kutoma ha gunan. Nine devotees may possess exalted material qualities, but because they are foolish, they have no good qualifications. The designations of the conditioned soul in the material world are decorations of the dead body. The conditioned soul has no information of the spirit and its exalted existence beyond the effects of the material condition. Translation again. In the same way, O my gentle mother, when the mind is agitated by the movements of the modes of material nature, the living entity, though freed from the different phases of subtle and gross bodies, thinks that he has changed from one condition to another. Hiranyakashipu, a great demon, is preaching at least part of our philosophy. Not the most important part. He's preaching part which he undoubtedly has some understanding of, because after all, eventually, well, he already, because he did the austerity with his brother, he stood on the tip of his toes, for 120 years of the demigods. And the moths came, the ants came, they built an anthill around his body, and they ate his flesh, they ate his muscles, they ate his fat, and if, as I said before, they ate his brains. And he was living in his bones. His life air was subsisting in his bones. So actually living entity, as we hear, Shrira Yadavapnoti, Yatschap Yukramatishraha, Grihivaitani Samyati, Vayor Ganda Ivashayat. The living entity, he carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another as the air carries aroma. Unless he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another. That indicates that the living entity lives in this body on the 10 airs that are circulating in the heart region. And that when he leaves the body, he leaves with the 10 airs. This is also explained in the story of Paranjana and the fourth canto. So it's possible to live in your life airs because that's what we're doing now. Of course, the living entity is an adidvam nirgunadvat paramatmayam avyam sharira stopikantiya nakaroti nanalipite. Those who can see with the eyes of knowledge can see that the soul is eternal, transcendental, and beyond the modes of material nature. Despite contact with the material body, Arjuna, the soul is doing nothing, nor is he entangled. So actually, according to that verse, we're not doing anything. And we're not really entangled by material nature any more than oil can ever mix with water. They're two different things. So we're different from material nature. And we can see that because we're conscious. But we're dreaming that we're part of the material nature and therefore being identified with this body by Krishna's arrangement. It's not that it's some superficial, very light, very easily broken identification. It's by Krishna's arrangement that we're identified with this body. And Daivyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya Mameva Ye Prabhadante Mayam Etam Durantite. Till nature, Daivi is divine. It's Krishna's divine energy. Consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who take shelter in me can easily cross beyond it. So it's Krishna's energy. Krishna's empowered illusion to put us in illusion. And so we can't just get out of illusion so easily because it's arranged by Krishna. Just like we may not like the arrangement, we may not like the fact that time is changing everything, so go and protest. Organize a protest against time. Get everyone in the world to go out and anti-time day, and see what effect it has. No effect. Because ultimately, Krishna is completely Swarat, and his energies are also Swarat, and we can't do anything about it. We may not like the fact that we're conditioned, but if we like, we can get out of our conditioned nature. But as it says, that the living entity is carrying his different conceptions of life just like the air carries aroma. So air is always pure, but when air associates with stool, it smells very bad, unless you're a pig. And when it associates with roses, it smells very nice. So the air is the same, it just by due to association, sometimes it appears to be very sweet, sometimes not so sweet, and sometimes outright bad. The air is always the same, but it carries association with it. So the soul is always the same, but when we associate with the modes of material nature, then our activities sometimes appear to be good, sometimes bad, and in between. Now, it doesn't change the soul. The soul is always transcendental, but it may change the soul's experience. And it also, as long as the soul is in the material energy, not trying to make progress towards self-realization, it is wasting its time. Sometimes experiencing sat and sometimes asat. Sometimes things are favorable and sometimes things are very unfavorable. All meant to try to wake us up. But if we don't wake up, then we have to keep on, Krishna has to keep on shaking us. And it's been going on a long time. At least it says since time immemorial, most living entities, Krishna has been trying to shake them, and they're unshakable so far, many of them. Of course, Krishna says, Bita raga vaya krodha manmaya mamupashitya bahava gyana tapasa putamadvava agata. Being freed from attachment, from fear, and from anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons of the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. So, we have to try to develop love for Vasudev. Evam manak karma prasam pranyungte avidyat yupadiyamane. Let's see. Evam manak karma prasam pranyungte avidyat mamupadiyamane. Pritirna na yavan na maya Vasudevai. Namochite namochite. Left out one word there. What's that? Deha. So he has to take one body after another. Evamana karma prasam pranyukte avidya mam upadiyamane pritirna yavan mai vasudeva nimuchate deha yogena yadvat. Or is it tadvat? Tadvat. So as long as one is entangled, because there's a Maharaja Shabde says, Anunam Pramata Kurute Vikarma, it indriya pritya aprinoti, nasadu manye yata atmanoyam, asannapi kleshada ashadaiha. Maharaja Shabde is expressing amazement. Nunam, indeed, with an explanation point. Nunam pramatak. Pramatak means crazy. People are crazy. Why are they crazy? Because they think they're something that they're not. If you go to a masquerade on Halloween, of course, I don't know if they have Halloween here. Maybe they do now. Everything is a masquerade party. You put on the costume of Twinkle Bell. And you actually believe you're Twinkle Bell. And you have your magic wand and you're blessing everyone at the party. Or you think you're Dracula and you're looking at everyone's throat. Feeling hungry. Well, obviously, they may have to lock you up after the masquerade party. Because now you think yourself something that you're really not. And everyone will agree. If someone comes in into the room here and with his hand in his shirt and says, you know, remember Waterloo. It's not over yet. Or if someone puts his hands out and says, put another nail in it. Then we call the police because we think they're crazy. They don't think they're crazy. They think they're perfectly normal and everyone else is crazy to think that they're crazy. Similarly, our identification with this body is a product of madness. Everyone knows they've had so many bodies they've identified with that have disappeared, and yet we have not disappeared. We're still here. So how could we have been those bodies if they've disappeared and we're still here? And yet we still keep on identifying ourselves with our present material body. So this is called pramatta. Kurute vikarma. And on the basis of that, people are doing vikarma. So vikarma, karma means actions that we're supposed to do according to scripture. They're not perfect, but at least they're not sinful. They're dutiful. And then there's akarma, activities which are spiritual, which are transcendental. But the worst is vikarma, things that we know we're not supposed to do them, or we don't know if we're not supposed to do them, but we do them anyhow. So that's madness, because everyone knows if you eat too much, you're going to get sick. But people eat too much anyhow, just to get the temporary happiness, and they do mind suffering, but they're thinking maybe this time it won't happen, or they're not even thinking. It's called vikarma. Nunam pramakta kurute vikarma, yet indriya pritya aprinoti. Because simply to gratify the senses, people will do anything. It's really a question whether we're going to control our senses and utilize them in Krishna's service, that's including the mind, or we're going to be simply serving them up to a point that we're used to. In other words, whatever mode of nature we're under, we think serving our senses in this mode is normal. It's just it's the right thing to do. Although ashadeha, we'll have to get another body by doing it. Still, we think everyone else is doing it. I don't want to be different, stand out in the crowd. Yet indriya pritya nisadu manye. So we're supposed to be sadhus. We're not supposed to think like that. We're supposed to know something about the eternal and try to act on that platform, not follow, just like in the slaughterhouse, there are so many goats. And they're all eating grass. And one goat is brought into the slaughterhouse, and all the other goats just keep on eating the grass. They're unaware of the fact that they're going to be slaughtered next. Nor do they care, because the grass is good. But the sadhu is supposed to be aware this material world is a place of getting slaughtered. And we're going to, whether the coronavirus kills us, or a terrorist kills us, or old age, disease, and death kill us, everyone has to die, today or tomorrow, or 100 years from now. But where we're going next is important, not the fact that we're supposed to spend all our time simply trying to avoid death, which is we can't avoid. We should spend some time trying to get eternity. And what is that eternity? Well, first of all, it's sadamanya yata atmano yam asanapi kleshada ashadeha. So there are so many miseries in the material existence, and it's temporary. Therefore, one has to try to get out of this temporary material existence. Otherwise, it is said that pravavas tava devoda jato yavana jignasita atmatatvam yavan kriyas tava didammano vai karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. Paravas, and Prabhupada would sometimes go over that the Sanskrit alphabet has pa, ba, va, ba, ma. So the feet, living entities getting, working hard, foam at the mouth, getting exhausted, foam at the mouth, and then meeting death. There's one other thing in there. And parava, apavarga, means to conquer, to get out of this path of working hard, foam at the mouth, exhaustion, along with the mouth, fear, and then death, also death. So this cycle. But paravas tavat abodha jata, one is said to be defeated by ignorance as long as one is not inquiring about self-realization. Jignasita atmatatvam. As long as one is not finding about the truth, acting according to the truth of one's existence, one is said to be being defeated by illusion. And how do we know we're being defeated by illusion? Paravas tava devoda jato yavana jignasita atmatatvam yavan kriyas tava idamano vai, because our consciousness is covered by ignorance. We think we're this body, and we're working according to the bodily concept. We're not inquiring, what should I be doing with this body to serve Krishna and his mission? So we're being defeated by illusion, and our minds are covered, Manovai, karmatmaka yena sharira bandaha. And as long as our consciousness, as long as our mind is covered by illusion, our consciousness will be unclear, and therefore we'll desire in the wrong way, and we'll get another body. But people, as Prabhupada said, the main problem is we're not afraid. As I said before, when Prabhupada was coming back from his doctor's appointment in Los Angeles, so At that time, he passed by a movie theater, and the title of the movie was, Is There Sex After Death? So Prabhupada came back and gave a lecture and mentioned that he had didn't go and see the movie, but he saw the title of the movie. And he said, when you go out and preach today, you should tell everyone they shouldn't be afraid. There's nothing to worry about, because there is sex after death and 8,400,000 species of life. No worries. And if you tell people that, they won't be afraid of death anymore. So people are afraid that after death they won't be able to enjoy anymore. But there's death. People are dying all the time and getting another body. Otherwise, why there are so many living entities are taking birth, means that those who are taking birth are the ones who died. Now they're taking birth only to go through Jayate, Mrite, Vakada, Chit, Nanyam, Budva, Bhavita, Nabuyaha, Ajopi, Manyate, Sharire, Nahanyate, Hanyamane, Sharire. For one who's taken birth, death is certain, and for one who's dead, birth is certain. So no worries, we'll get another body, and of the 8,400,000 species of life, your soulmate will be waiting for you. There'll be romance in any of the species of life. And indeed, when the monkeys meet each other, they think they're in love. When the grasshoppers meet each other, it's love. There's not much difference. So, as long as karmamika yena sharira bandaha, we'll have to take one body after another. Evamana karma prasam pranyukte avidyatman upadiyamane. As long as we have these designations, these upadis, as long as we're thinking we're from this country or we're this body in any way, then pritirnaya vanmaye vasudeve, as long as we don't develop love for Vasudeva, for Krishna, by serving him, then nimuchate yena sharira bandaha. Is that right? Deha yogena tadva. Then we have to take one body after another. So we should be concerned that we're not wasting our time, that we're not trying to do something with our lives which would be ultimately disappointing at the end of our life, that we should actually sincerely try to figure out what Krishna really wants us to do with this lifetime and actually try to take it seriously. Try to understand that due to the power of illusion, we're identified with ourselves, with this body and this subtle mind, and we're being misdirected by them, and put up some effort so that we make some improvement at least. That gradually, step by step, with full conviction, one should become situated in trance by means of intelligence, sustained by full conviction, and thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else. Wherever the mind wanders to, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should try to withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So our minds are going to be flickering today. It's not that after this lecture, everyone's going to walk out and Krishna's going to appear in their heart, at least with a four-arm form, if not the two-arm form. And throughout the day, we're going to be in ecstasy and our feet will at least be 2 inches off the ground. It's not going to happen so easily. But we should make a little effort so that we make a little bit of improvement, so we get a little bit of illumination, so we make a little bit of progress, and we have a little light at the end of the tunnel. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Both non-devotees and it seems even as devotees, we often see success in terms of something visible and impressive, either some perfections, achievements, either mystic perfections. We expect to see both in others and in ourselves, or at least the number of books sold or temples opened. And at the same time, oftentimes our progress will not manifest as such numerical or magical achievements. So is it possible that somebody will be extremely advanced without demonstrating some perfection, some outward impressive something?
No, those things are outward. Shantya avyakta kalatvam virakta manishunyataha asya bandha samukhanta nama ganasada ruchi asaktis ta gunakine vishiti ta gunakine itya do bhavanukyura nuskyura syura what's it? Jata bhavankare jane. So that's the perfection. That's how we judge how people are making shantir, peacefulness, detachment, tolerance, avyarta kalatvam, not wasting time, always engaged in Krishna service. Virakta, detachment from material desires. Manyashunyataha, humility. Ashabandha, eagerness to obtain Krishna consciousness and great hope of doing so, conviction that one will actually do it. Ashabandha samudkanda, namagan, and a taste for always chanting Hare Krishna. Asakti tad gunakine, liking to hear about Krishna's pastime. Visati tad.
Priti
liking to live in a holy place. So these are the signs that one is actually making advancement. Other things are also we want, but they come. These are the actual signs that we're doing it for Krishna rather than for some other reason. Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Good.
I have a question. How to avoid criticizing others, devotees and innocent and atheist.
How to avoid? We shouldn't avoid criticizing others. We should criticize them. Otherwise, we'll get into trouble if we don't. But we should positively criticize them. In other words, we should have discrimination, but we should not hate the sinner. We should hate the sin. We should be able to see what we shouldn't follow and what we should follow. Because we take shelter of the higher authorities. Even Krishna has his discrimination. He doesn't come and simply love everyone, brace, you know, Hiranyakashipu. Oh, Hiranyakashipu, sorry. You're my eternal servant. He slashes to pieces Hiranyakashipu. And he embraces Prahlad. Paritranaya sarunam, vinashaya tridiskutam, dharma samstapanarataya, sambhavam yuge yuge. He comes millennium after millennium and he does the same thing. He annihilates the demons, he reestablishes the religious principles, and he protects the devotees. Now, for the devotees, we have to discriminate. But we shouldn't become envious of the devotees. We should respect them within our mind that because they're chanting Hare Krishna and avoid getting entangled and negative thoughts about them. But we have to have some discrimination. You may call that criticism, whatever you may call it. We call it transcendental discrimination. And on the basis of that, we avoid unwanted association because we want positive association so that we don't necessarily just spend our time of criticizing them. We want to find positive association that we can praise. And we try to find the good quality, but we also see the bad qualities. Otherwise, we'll be fools and we'll get ourselves into trouble. When people are eating meat, having illicit sex, and gambling and intoxication, we don't think it's all one. I shouldn't say anything wrong about it. I mean, sometimes it's unnecessary to say anything wrong, but we should know it's wrong. Someone may call that criticism. Why are you criticizing me? Well, I'm not criticizing you, the Prabhupada said. So I bet for a host rakarar, some sutta purusha parashu, yatkaram fatiyopeto, jatanamagadagraja. That men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they're praised by those who are little dogs, camels, hogs, and asses. But they never praise or serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada said, I'm not criticizing. This is Krishna, he's criticizing people. So we take shelter of Krishna, and we agree with his criticism, and we take shelter of his instructions, so we can actually develop our love properly, rather than associating with people who will misdirect us. We shouldn't spend our time thinking negatively, but we should think negatively enough so we don't spend our time absorbed in negativity. Anything else? Is that all right?
Yeah,
anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.